Steve Malzberg.
800-321-8828.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Steve Malzberg Show. You know, I have done shows on this topic for years. It seems like every time one teacher winds up molesting or having sex with a student, there's a rash of them that we find out about. It's kind of like this super bug. You know, one kid tragically dies in Virginia. Now we're all going to die from it. And now we find out in New Jersey alone, there's 9 kids in different schools that have it. So it seems like, you know, it just takes one and then we find out about more and more. And this is something that has to interest and concern all parents or grandparents or uncles or aunts who have children or, you know, relatives in school. And we like to believe that when we send our child to school, the teacher isn't going to, you know, try to have sex with them. And we've seen all kinds of age disparities, and we've seen just as many, in my mind, maybe more, female teachers doing it with male students than we have male students doing it with females. But there's always this double standard. Whenever I talk about this on the air, I get calls from people saying, come on, you mean when your kid is 12 or 13, if he has sex with his teacher, you're not going to feel proud? He's not going to be proud? Wouldn't you have wanted to have sex with your teacher when you were 14 or 13 or 12? And I say, yeah, I probably wanted to. But as a father, I'll be darned. I don't want my kid having sex with his teacher. Are you kidding? Besides, you know, the legalities involved in, you know, on her part or whatever, do you know what it must do? I'm not a psychologist, but do you know what it must do to a kid, a boy and a girl? But in this society, we downplay the effects it has, the negative effects and ramifications it has on male students who are, you know, molested and have wound up having sex with their teachers. Now, I bring this up today because a recent Associated Press investigation on sex abuse in schools, unfortunately, did not tell the truth, I don't believe. And here to talk about why that might be and some of the double standards involved here is Gordon Finley, psychology professor at Florida International University. And, Professor, welcome to the Steve Malzberg Show.
Hi, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I got this press release from an organization, New Media Partners, that Heritage New Media Partners, that talks about the AP story, which I printed up, sexual misconduct plagues U.S. schools. And one of the things it says is that 9 out of 10 of the incidents that are reported and that we know about and that are carried out are carried out by men against female students, when in fact it's over 40%, according to some figures, as much as over 40% where female teachers are involved in the attack and the aggression with their male students. Why do we have this misconception? Why would the AP report these erroneous statistics?
Unfortunately, the AP, at least on gender matters, is not a trustworthy source. The 43% figures come from a literature review done by the U.S. Department of Education, and their methodology was to ask students who the perpetrators were. What the AP did is go around and look at convictions and license suspensions and punishments. And the reality is that we do have this double standard you just mentioned. Just to give you an example, in the case of parents who murder their children, there's a saying for those of us who are in the field that when parents murder their children, the dads get death and mothers get diagnosed. Women simply get away with it. Think Deborah LaFave.
Well, yeah, well, women, now this has also been one of my gripes. I mean, women get away with killing their kids, and not only do they get away with it, for the actual killing, but then they come out of, the mental institution or the psych ward or even prison a year later, 5 months later, whatever, and they could have more kids, or they could babysit somebody's kids if they'll let them. I mean, there's no restrictions on putting kids in their care again. So to me, that's the next tragedy waiting to happen that we don't address in this country. But you're right. Men are held to a higher standard. And let's talk about, because you're an expert in the field, let's talk about the effects that having, you know, a kid, a 13-year-old boy has sex with his teacher. Let's not go the way of Deborah LaFay where they get married down the road. Let's say it's a one-time thing, as it is in most cases, and, you know, the kid is affected for the rest of his life. I say, how is that kid going to have a normal childhood, a normal teenagehood, if you will, dating, dealing with girls of his own age? He's never going to have that, correct?
That's right. And I'll give you an example. About a year and a half ago, I published a couple of op-eds, and you can get this and a lot more information just by entering female sexual predators in any search engine like Google. But the point is that after I published this, I got a whole bunch of responses from people thanking me for talking about female sexual predators. And the two that were most pronounced, actually, were two women. One, when she was a young nun, she was chased around the nunnery and attacked by her mother's superior. And the other was a girl who was in a Catholic school who was sexually abused by a nun. And both of them, they wrote me when they were in their 60s, and you could feel the emotion coming through the email that this had lifelong consequences on these two young women.
Okay, well, I would assume that anybody would say if it's a same-sex attack by a teacher or anybody in a position of authority or anybody at all on a kid, it would you know, I think that would be judged and even handled by the media maybe in just as serious a way. But let's talk about a heterosexual attack, because
sure.
I think that's how most of these teacher attacks pan out. To me, you know, as a father or as a student, if I could go back in time to when I was 12 or 13 or 14. I have teachers that I say, we'd say, man, that teacher's hot. Boy, would I like to blah, blah, blah. And as a kid, you probably want to. But of course, if you did, or if the teacher let you or attacked you or whatever, or forced you or enabled you, you'd be ruined. Again, explain to me how a young boy would then interact with a girl. I mean, what, does he go out on his first real date and he's going to be okay just holding hands with that girl? I mean, I don't think he'd be able to date girls his own age, you know, for a long, long time.
No, it turns out there has been a little bit of research on this, not a lot. The problem is female sexual predators has been a politically incorrect topic, and because it's been politically incorrect, people have not investigated it. The best evidence, actually, if anyone wants to look at it, if they go to the website of the Canadian Children's Rights Council, there was a BBC documentary called The Ultimate Taboo, Child Sex Abuse by Women. And their preface to that was, this was a vivid and horrific program in which the victims of sexual abuse by women told disturbing stories of emotional and physical damage. The key point, I think, is that we think that when children are molested by males, they suffer horrific damage. But when they're molested by females, we think of the movie The Graduate. Well The Graduate
right.
was a movie. It's
well,
a
well,
fantasy.
Well, right. Well, when they're molested by males, again, if we're talking heterosexually, then it's a little girl. And that is, I mean,
right.
that is horrific. That's awful. That's you know, we think of that as the raping of a young little girl, which there's nothing more horrible. We don't think of raping of a young, just as old, 12, 13, 14-year-old boy as being quite as horrible. And you know, I am of the opinion that one is just as wrong and horrible as the other.
I absolutely agree. We should have equal treatment under the law. That's what we're supposed to get. And rape is rape, whether it's done by a male or a female.
So
the consequences are the same. That is, the consequences for young men are the same. That, you know, there's a lot of variability. Some think it's terrific, but there's a lot of them of males who suffer lifelong consequences in terms of depression, anxiety, suicide, all this kind of stuff. The same range of stuff you get from male sexual predators.
All right. Gordon Finley, psychology professor at Florida International University. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, sir. Maybe we'll speak to you again one day. All right, folks. I want to know what you think about this. And again, the Associated Press study is very misleading, because in the Associated Press study, it says, cases that the AP found were those of everyday educators, teachers, school psychologists, principals, and superintendents among them. They're often popular and recognized for excellence, and in nearly 9 out of 10 cases, they are male. Again, they used skewed statistics. They used convictions, and left out a whole lot of evidence and a whole lot of cases that maybe didn't result in a conviction, but there was a plea bargain, there were different things. They just got the facts wrong. An American Association University Women Student Survey found that 43% of sexual abusers were female. And I got to tell you this, too. If you look at the Justice Department statistics spousal abuse, And people who commit spousal abuse, a large percentage of the cases reported are females abusing their husbands. But almost nobody acknowledges that. Almost nobody talks about that. I know that's another issue, but it's along the same lines of the double standard we have in society, of the double standard we have when it comes to little boys being abused by their teachers. There's a mindset out there that's, come on. You know, she was hot. Look at her. She's hot, man. This kid, that's the best thing that could have happened to this kid. And that is sick. So I'd like to know what you think, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-321-8828. 1-800-321-8828 on the Steve Malzberg Show. Is there a double standard out there? If you have a child in school and you have a boy or you have a girl, I want to know if you have a girl, do you think it's worse that if a girl, you know, that a girl should be attacked by a male teacher? And eventually, you know, have sex and be raped, statutory rape, with that little girl? Or do you think it's just as bad as I do that if you have a little boy and he's, you know, mistreated, raped by his teacher or another, you know, someone who is a teacher, that it's just as bad and it should be treated the same in the eyes of the law, as the professor said? Without a doubt, it should be treated the same in the eyes of the law. It's sexist. It's discriminatory almost to treat it differently. Why should it be better or worse for one? You mean it's not so bad if it happens to a little boy, but it's horrific, as we all agree, when it happens to a little girl? Why is it not horrific for it when it happens to a little boy? We send, again, someone in charge, someone in a position of authority taking advantage of a student, a little child, an underage child in a school setting, is as bad as a police officer taking advantage of someone when they're in a position of authority. These people should be punished more severely than you or I because they hold a special trust with society. And if they break that trust, they should be punished to a more severe extent. All right, what do you think, folks? Let's go to Gene. In Dumont, New York. Hello, Gene. You're on the Steve Malzberg Show.
Hi. Dumont, New Jersey.
Dumont, New Jersey. I'm sorry. It says New Jersey. I said New York.
That's okay. I just was saying to the person who answered the phone,
That would be you. Mike. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Mike. That I'm so grateful to you for speaking up because I'm a teacher. I'm a mother of two grown, wonderful kids. And I love my profession, and I want to know, where is the outrage amongst the teachers in my profession speaking out about this? This is to say this is a heinous crime is such an understatement. It's just it's horrible.
Well, you know, I blame not for the attacks, but I blame the teachers' unions for, you know, not speaking out, because the teachers' unions go way overboard in trying to protect these people who do all kinds of horrific things. For instance, this AP story about their survey, as inaccurate as it was in part, starts out, a young teacher in Iowa sheepishly admits that he fondled a fifth grader's breast, but he doesn't lose his teaching license until one persistent victim and her family go public 40 years after the first accusation. A middle school teacher in Pennsylvania targets a young girl in his class and uses the guise of love to abuse her sexually. And he doesn't lose his license. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And why wouldn't they lose their licenses? It must be the strong teachers' unions.
And they should lose their license. And any teacher who really cares about his or her profession would say, union be damned, and I'm one of them, and I would admit this right to my union. I have strong feelings about these unions anyway. They do encourage a lot of things, like mediocrity at times. But this is a criminal act.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just makes me enraged.
Janine, thank you for the call. I sense your passion and your outrage, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact that you're a teacher and you know what you're talking about. Let's go to Allen, New Jersey. Al, you're on the Steve Malzberg Show. Hello.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. This, you know, I was listening to you, and this really hit a chord with me because I'm 55. I have a friend my age, and we've been friends, college buddies. We've been friends since we were teenagers. And he was abused by at 13 by a 26-year-old neighbor woman. And he has never been right. He has been a lifetime in a lifetime of therapy, and he has never been right with women. He prefers women that abuse him, and it goes on and on. The story's a lot more complicated than that. But let me tell you, all these macho guys, and I love women, and I'm happily married as much as the next guy.
Yeah, but hey, I'd love my son to get rolling a sack with his teacher. Be cool, man.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They don't know what they're doing.
It's a bunch of baloney because there are repercussions to this.
Absolutely, Al. Absolutely. I thank you for the call. All right, folks. 1-800-321-8828, 1-800-321-8828 on the Steve Malzberg Show. Why is it okay in the minds of some and in the minds of society as it relates to the law in many instances for a teacher to abuse and statutorily rape a 13-year-old, 14-year-old student? But, of course, it's not right when a male does it to a female. Why does the female teacher get the pass on the Steve Malzberg Show?
710 WOR. Real life, real people, real talk radio.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being hot for teacher. The problem is when teacher is hot for the kid. That's a big problem. Whether it's a boy, at the hands of a female teacher or a young girl at the hands of a male teacher, should be treated equally under the law, should be looked at in the same vein, same light, just as evil an act. But unfortunately, in this society, it's not. We have the double standard. 1-800-321-8828. Let's go to Mary in Queens. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Steve. I'm really glad you have this topic on. My husband is one of those people that doesn't think it's a bad thing when it's a 14-year-old boy who gets to have sex with.
No, wait a minute. You got teenage kids?
No, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And anytime this topic comes up and it's a woman, he says, "Oh, it's no big deal. That it was great for that kid." And I say, we're professionals. And whether the boy was interested in having sex with his teacher or not is not the point. The point is that teachers are professionals, and it's our responsibility to be the adult.
Right. A non-teacher can have sex with an underage kid. So why on earth should a teacher in a position of authority be able to have sex with an underage kid, a female to male? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And again, no offense to your husband, but he's got to think this thing through. Okay, so the kid has sex with a hot teacher. Okay, he's 14. Where does he go from there? Where does he date? How does he date next? What does he go after 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds at 14 or 15 or 16? Does he, satisfy with holding the girl's hand when he has his first date? I mean, it just ruins a kid in ways that I can't even imagine because I'm not a psychologist. But it's just common sense, and I'm sick of the double standard. One treatment for girls and one treatment for boys. They're both abused and ruined when that happens. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mario in New Hyde Park, Long Island. Hello, Mario. You're on the Steve Malzberg Show.
Steve, a voice in the wilderness. I'm so glad you have your own show.
Thank you. By the way, Mario, I'm going back to my self-proclaimed kingdom, the King of Common Sense, which I did a long time ago.
That's why I'm calling you. What you have in, like as far as teachers and all, you got they have such a double standard, and they're so insulated. I mean, you have the woman who's president of the Teachers New York City Union. For years, everyone knew she was gay, which, who cares, you know what I'm saying? But she finally came out. But she
Yeah, started, Randy, she Randy Weingarten,
us,
yeah.
Right. She made us believe that she was totally family-oriented and the kids and the kids and the kids. And yet, she's got her lover in the closet over the last 20 years. They just have this hypocrisy. And I tell you the truth, if I had kids and I was raising them, I would never send them to public school. Never, Never, never.
Well, one of the reasons that I left New York when my son was born was because I would never send them to New York City public schools.
How could you send it? I mean,
you can't.
It's ridiculous.
You can't
leave the government to educate your kids.
Well, I do have the government in New Jersey educating my kids.
But I mean, at least you have some control. You vote.
Yeah.
You've got you can pass your budget, reject your budget.
Right. Mario, I appreciate the call. I don't want to go too far astray from the topic, but thank you for the call. Please call again. Let's get a Michael in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Hello, Michael. You're on the Steve Malzberg Show.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to comment. My wife is a teacher, and she's seen two abuse cases go through her school. One of them sexual in nature, and it was a male-on-male student. And the state was brought in. But they basically put it back on to the principal and said, well, if you want to deal with the lawsuits, you can take him out of the classroom and fire him, but we're not going to back you up. They couldn't find hard evidence, although there's plenty of evidence, and three students testified against him. It was just really sad because they had to take him out of the classroom and put him in a job because the principal is liable. Leave him in the classroom or fire him. Either way, she was inviting disaster, so they had to pay for another teacher and just put him in a...
Well, Michael, and thank you so much for the call. Call again. You got to be careful. I'm assuming that there's a conviction. I'm assuming that there's all the evidence in the world. I'm assuming there's no question when I talk about the teachers need to be fired. And I mean, kids can make accusations that aren't always true, so we have to be worried about that. Alan in Westchester. Alan, you're next on the Steve Malzberg Show.
Yeah, the reason I was calling, I was an instructor in college, and you have no idea how many females hit on me. And the reason for it, of course, was to get a better grade.
Well, but how old were these girls, Alan? 18 and over, right?
Well, they were in college, yes.
All right, well, then you were a very lucky man, I would assume.
No, not at all.
I know. You can't have anything to do. Again, you're in a position of authority. You can't be having sex with people who are under you in that position that you're in. Absolutely not a teacher, police officer, any such relationship. But again, this is different than, you know, if a 12-year-old hits on a teacher, he can't say, well, she was hitting on me on the Steve Malzberg Show.